history of photography. I ran across a couple of pictures of my mother as a child that are still in the family scrapbook. My mother, a child in Montana, amazingly perches a gray prairie distance around on a huge hunk of granite so wondrous Anderson painted his name on it, and peers through one day's brightness, a little proud to be elevated, a little shy. I look something like her in black and white on a Sunday with my father and Montana grandfather, a wary belonging, an uncertain smile, though I inexplicably lean as if the earth were shifting under my feet. For her grandparents, photographs were once or twice a life. Regal people, almost exhausted with style, forced to be still a long time. All my children collect more evidence of weddings, parties than they need. All of us different chapters in the history of photography. And the only other childhood picture I have, still just as bright in Montana, she poses as the groom, small formal suit, top hat, with a neighbor girl in a tiny bridal dress, a Tom Thumb wedding photographers lugged costumes for those days of strange pretend. My own young albums reveal a series of uniforms I grew into, grew out of, tilting in the front yard where the apple tree has apples, doesn't have apples, and I wonder, mother gone underground, at how strange and strong we've all been, told to stay until stones themselves are worn blank of anyone's name, and how we stand there obediently near marvels or in costume in the glare and trying, usually successfully, to be at least halfway happy about it, as my mother would have coached, straightening her own shoulders as father took another picture of his son.